Jesus had many brothers. One of them was named James. After Jesus died and rose again, James became one of the most important leaders in the community of Jesus' followers, also known as the church. Many people looked up to James because he was very wise. He always gave good advice. At one point in his life, James decided to write down some of his best wisdom. He sent it to Jewish believers living all over the Roman Empire. These writings are known as the Book of James, and they're not like any other book in the New Testament. James is a collection of short sayings and teachings. Have you ever heard of the Old Testament book of Proverbs? Well, in some ways, James is a lot like Proverbs. James has a way of asking important questions, questions that make you think about how you live. And that's what James is most interested in. How should we live out our faith in a way that makes God happy? As you listen, you'll hear good advice about lots of things: treating people fairly, watching what you say, getting along with others, and caring for the poor. See how many pearls of wisdom you can remember from this short letter.
I, James, am writing this letter. I serve God and the Lord Jesus Christ. I am sending this letter to you, the 12 tribes that are scattered among the nations. Greetings. My brothers and sisters, you will face all kinds of trouble. When you do, think of it as pure joy. Your faith will be put to the test. You know that when that happens, it will produce in you the strength to continue. If any of you need wisdom, ask God for it. He will give it to you. God gives freely to everyone. He doesn't find fault. But when you ask, you must believe. You must not doubt. People who doubt are like waves of the sea. The wind blows and tosses them around. People like that shouldn't expect to receive anything from the Lord. They can't make up their minds. They can never decide what to do. Blessed are those who keep on going when times are hard. After they have come through them, they will receive a crown. The crown is life itself. God has promised it to those who love Him. My dear brothers and sisters, pay attention to what I say. Everyone should be quick to listen, but they should be slow to speak. They should be slow to get angry. Human anger doesn't produce the kind of life God wants. So get rid of everything that is dirty and sinful. Get rid of the evil that is all around us. Don't be too proud to accept the word that is planted in you. It can save you. Suppose you think your beliefs are right because of how you live, but you don't control what you say. Then you are fooling yourselves. Your beliefs are not worth anything at all. Here are the kinds of beliefs that God our Father accepts as pure and without fault. When widows and children who have no parents are in trouble, take care of them, and keep yourselves from being polluted by the world. My brothers and sisters, you are believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, so treat everyone the same. Suppose someone comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes. And suppose a poor person in worn-out clothes also comes in. Would you show special attention to the one who is wearing fine clothes? Would you say, "Here is a good seat for you"? Would you say to the poor person, "You stand there," or "Sit on the floor by my feet"? If you would, aren't you treating some people better than others? Aren't you like judges who have evil thoughts? My dear brothers and sisters, listen to me. Hasn't God chosen those who are poor in the world's eyes to be rich in faith? Hasn't He chosen them to receive the kingdom? Hasn't He promised it to those who love Him? The royal law is found in Scripture. It says, "Love your neighbor as you love yourself." If you really keep that law, you are doing what is right. But you sin if you don't treat everyone the same. My brothers and sisters, what good is it if people claim they have faith but don't act like it? Can that kind of faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister has no clothes or food. Suppose one of you says, "Go, I hope everything turns out fine for you. Keep warm, eat well." And you do nothing about what they really need. Then what good have you done? It is the same with faith. If it doesn't cause us to do something, it's dead. So you see that people are made right with God by what they do. It doesn't happen only because of what they believe. The body without the Spirit is dead. In the same way, faith without good works is dead. The tongue is a small part of the body, but it brags a lot. Think about how a small spark can set a big forest on fire. The tongue also is a fire. It pollutes the whole person. People have controlled all kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea. They still control them. But no one can control the tongue. It is an evil thing that never rests. It is full of deadly poison. With our tongues we praise our Lord and Father. With our tongues we call down curses on people. Praise and cursing come out of the same mouth. My brothers and sisters, it shouldn't be that way. Are any of you wise and understanding? You should show it by living a good life. Wise people aren't proud when they do good works. But suppose your hearts are jealous and bitter. Suppose you are concerned only about getting ahead. Don't brag about it. Don't say no to the truth. Wisdom like that doesn't come down from heaven. It belongs to the earth. It doesn't come from the Holy Spirit. It comes from the devil. Are you jealous? Are you concerned only about getting ahead? Then your life will be a mess. You will be doing all kinds of evil things. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is pure. That's the most important thing about it. And that's not all. It also loves peace. It thinks about others. It obeys. It is full of mercy and good fruit. It is fair. It doesn't pretend to be what it is not. Why do you fight and argue among yourselves? Isn't it because of your sinful longings? They fight inside you. You want something, but you can't get it. You kill and want what others have, but you can't have what you want. You argue and fight. You don't have what you want because you don't ask God. When you do ask for something, you don't receive it. Why? Because you ask for the wrong reason. You want to spend your money on your sinful pleasures. Stand up to the devil. He will run away from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Make your hearts pure, you who can't make up your minds. Be full of sorrow. Cry and sob. Change your laughter to crying. Change your joy to sadness. Bow down to the Lord. He will lift you up. Now listen, you who say, "Today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city. We will spend a year there. We will buy and sell and make money." You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? It is a mist that appears for a little while. Then it disappears. Instead, you should say, "If it pleases the Lord, we will live and do this or that." Brothers and sisters, be patient until the Lord comes. See how the farmer waits for the land to produce its rich crop? See how patient he is for the fall and spring rains? You too must be patient. You must stand firm. The Lord will soon come back. Brothers and sisters, don't find fault with one another. If you do, you will be judged, and the judge is standing at the door. Are any of you in trouble? Then you should pray. Are any of you happy? Then sing songs of praise. Are any of you sick? Then send for the elders of the church to pray over you. Ask them to anoint you with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer offered by those who have faith will make you well. The Lord will heal you. if you have sinned, you will be forgiven. So admit to one another that you have sinned. Pray for one another so that you might be healed. The prayer of a godly person is powerful. It makes things happen. Elijah was just like us. He prayed hard that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't rain on the land for 3.5 years. Then he prayed again. That time, it rained, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers and sisters, suppose one of you wanders away from the truth, and someone brings you back. Then here is what I want you to remember. Those who turn sinners from going down the wrong path will save them from death. God will erase many sins by forgiving them.